USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been saying he would like to have the country reopen for business around Easter, but the severity of the coronavirus has changed that.
Social distancing. That's the way you win.
The shutdown in America will continue as the virus keeps spreading.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
At the coronavirus task force update, President Trump announced a new COVID-19 test that will give results within 5 minutes. Among actions to boost the economy, the president said allowing some entertainment tax deductions could help the hospitality industry.
We're going to look at the restoring the deductibility of meals and entertainment costs for corporations so the corporations can send people to restaurants and take a deduction on it.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Meteorologists say it could be a very active hurricane season coming up along the nation's Atlantic coast. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Several groups of experts, organizations, and federal agencies will be issuing their predictions, but AccuWeather meteorologists are out with their report of what's expected in the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, and they're predicting 14 to 18 storms, and of those, 7 to 9 are expected to become hurricanes. In a typical year, there are about 12 storms, of which 6 or so become hurricanes, and of those, 3 usually become major hurricanes. This report predicts this year will be an above-average activity year, as was 2019, when there was a total of 18 storms. 6 of them became hurricanes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A country singer has died from the virus.
Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Joe Diffie, who had a string of hits in the 1990s, has died after testing positive for COVID-19. Diffie, on Friday, announced he had contracted the virus, becoming the first country star to go public with such a diagnosis. Diffie's publicist, Scott Atkins, said the singer died in Nashville, Tennessee, due to complications from the virus. He was a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and was a member of the Grand Ole Opry for more than 25 years. He had hits like Honky Tonk Attitude, Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox, Bigger Than the Beatles, and If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets.
Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
He shared a Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration for the song Same Old Train with Merle Haggard, Marty Stewart, and others. Joe Diffie is survived by his wife Tara and 7 children.
Rock from the sun.
He was 61, and a friend of Joe Diffie's is now sick. Folk singer John Prine's family say he's critically ill and now on a ventilator.
Yeah, when I get to heaven, I'm going to take that wristwatch off my arm. What are you going to do with time after you bought the farm? And then I'm going to go find my mom and dad.
He's being treated for the coronavirus and been in the hospital since last Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.